I gotta say, I'm already on the fence about corporate naming rights, right? Like, it's the Jake to me. I want to make it clear, like, I don't have anything against the corporations. It's their money. It seems to work out for teams that they get to make more money, and that's, I get it. But, like, it's always been Cleveland Browns Stadium to me. So I'm already a little on the fence about how much I'm willing to obey the stadium naming rights. Think we might have finally just found. It's equal parts the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And maybe the one way that I'm actually going to talk about stadium naming rights, which is interesting because we have that report out there that in a matter of weeks, we're going to find out about the new dome in Brook Park. Sure felt like that's kind of the way that thing's been written in stone for a while, but I digress. Pitbull, not the dog, not the breed. No, the man, the rapper. Entrepreneur, if you will, has agreed to buy the naming rights for FIU Stadium. And I should note, when Ross Bjork was on with the Monin Boys a couple weeks back and said, hey, even the naming rights are up for sale for Ohio Stadium, I thought to myself, I didn't realize I was going to have to fist fight an athletic director, but here we are. Now, in truth, the more I thought about it, I think Ross was throwing it out there as a scare tactic to try and get more people on board to give to the collective so he has more money to operate with, so maybe you don't have to sell the naming rights. But there is something about the newly named, and this is what it's going to be called, Pitbull Stadium, that, guys, I can't tell you how much I think this is funny and wildly enjoyable, if not dumb. So he's purchasing the naming rights to FIU's football stadium. He's expected to pay $1.2 million per year for the next 5 years to change the name to Pitbull Stadium. It's supposed to be finalized later today. At first, I thought we were getting punked, by the way. I thought this was like, this is like an attention grab for FIU. Turns out that the Board of Trustees are voting on this, so it seems like maybe they're not poning us, that this is a real thing. So the first game in the newly minted Pitbull Stadium is going to be Central Michigan. No word if Connor Stallions will be there or not. On September 7th, he will be able to use the stadium 10 times a year without paying rent as part of the deal. The things that field is going to see. It's going to be Caligula at the 50-yard line. And there's nothing you can do about it, FIU. But you got your $1.2 million. And then 305 Vodka, which is owned by Pitbull, will be the preferred brand distributed in the stadium. Pitbull-affiliated performers can perform at halftime or postgame. I hope FIU was smart enough to make sure that those were musical performance. Now, if I was an FIU alum, or if I went to FIU, if I was going to FIU, and all of a sudden there was just a stripper that's on the payroll showed up and performed at halftime, I'd enjoy it. I don't think the families would. I digress. Two football suites for Pitbull, which you just know came in high demand. Like those two, they are probably giving up significant money for those two football suites. He can create an FIU anthem. Okay. All right. He'll also create 12 social media posts per year about FIU. And finally, he'll appear at one athletics fundraising event each year. So the Mega Millions tonight, it's 375, right? Somewhere in there. That means that per year, if I do the annual 29-year allotments, per year, I'm looking, 13 a year, 14 a year? After taxes, it's probably about $7 a year. I could take $1.5 million a year to rename some stadium around here. And here's the thing. It's not going to be a stadium I went to. But the Nick Will... The Nicky Dubs Hot One Bowl or whatever. Oh, I could... This is why I think I realize now why I have to ask the good Lord to bless me with more riches, like in the lottery, so I can do something similar. Mac?
In addition to that, on Front Office Sports, they say that he will also be given the title of official entrepreneur of FIU Athletics.
Is there a lot of competition for that title? A lot of entrepreneurs coming out of the FIU athletics department. Oh, I gotta say, this is, by the way, we always like, what's bleep you money? Like, how much money do you have when you have too much money? When you can just kind of whimsically buy the naming rights to a group of five school football stadium, that is approximately bleep you money. Just wait, guys. Travis Tritt, Ohio Stadium coming near you if Ross Bjork has his way.